Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I guess if you like warm, humid weather, you could call it pleasant outside. I think it's muggy and miserable, and it's going to be that way through October when it turns cool, hopefully by Halloween. Let's just hope the tropics remain quiet. Highs today around 90, chance for showers, and again, into the foreseeable future. The problem in Tangipahoa Parish, I saw a story at WWL Louisiana Channel 4 by Meg Farris, and I wanted to have Sheriff Gerald Stickler on to talk about him. With that, we welcome in the Sheriff of Tangipahoa Parish, Gerald Stickler. Morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Tell me how big the latest problem with drugs in St. Tammany Parish, and then we'll talk about overall the issues.
You got it. Yeah. So over the last month, we've had four specific overdose deaths where this pink, it's called pink cocaine, 2C is the street name, where we've worked overdose deaths. And so, you know, like you said, make no mistake about it, you know, these drugs, meth, fentanyl, it's killing a lot of people. But we've seen a spike in this particular, you know, brand of drug, if you will. And that's what it is, a marketing brand, but it's still a killer nonetheless. We've worked four, and we are actively investigating those, trying to trace down the source so that we can ultimately make an arrest. But top priority, other than making that arrest, is just getting the word out, letting people know that this, you know, to stay away from it.
And that's why we wanted to have you on. One thing in terms of marketing brand, I think that needs to get out there is what you told Meg Farris. All of it will kill you. It will kill you graveyard dead. That's what you said, Sheriff. And I think that's a great phrase, and that's what people need to remember. There's no second chance with this stuff, right?
It is not, you know, and we see it too many times. Look, this drug, you know, meth, fentanyl, ecstasy, you know, it doesn't discriminate whether you're impoverished and African-American or whether you're rich and white. I've seen, you know, this is my 30 years in law enforcement, but here in Tangipahoa Parish, especially over my last year, it's just I don't know one family that hasn't been affected by this either directly or indirectly, you know, down the line. And, you know, I know people personally that have overdosed and died. And it's not, it's just your typical family, you know. It's not, that's the monstrous thing about it. It's just, you know, you think you're immune to it. And we see it too many times where, you know, young people, they take that chance. And even older people that have been doing drugs for years, they get one hot load. You know, look, this stuff is not mixed up in a laboratory. It's mixed up in a 5-gallon bucket. It's mixed up in a bathtub. And you're literally playing Russian roulette.
I saw that quote from you, and you just said it again. And I wanted to ask you to expand on that a little bit, that there's not a family in the parish that's not impacted by this. That's a strong statement.
No, absolutely. Look, I mean, I have personally two extended family members, you know, and they've been you know, God bless them. They've been causing, you know, trouble for years. They've been addicted to drugs for years, and they died from it. I know families that are wealthy. They spent tens of thousands of dollars in the best facilities, rehab clinics, but that just speaks to the addictive strength of this drug. I've seen, you know, kids, adult kids, if you will, children that are bleeding their parents dry. You know, my past, you know, history, I've seen, you know, a guy try to push a piano out the back of the church. Mm. I've seen them steal a refrigerator out of their parents' kitchen. There's no rhyme or reason. That's just how overpowering the addictiveness of this, of these drugs are. And this particular strain, look, it's the same, you know, drug. It's all cut with fentanyl, whether it's ecstasy, whether it's meth. You know, in the term pink cocaine, it's a misnomer. There's not really rarely any cocaine in it. It's just fentanyl that is killing everyone.
You know, Sheriff, I've told the story anecdotally, much like yours before, but I've been divorced since 2012, and I've dated maybe five women. Of those five women, four of them lost sons in their 20s or 30s to opioid overdoses or fentanyl overdoses. And I can't believe that I just happened to pick five. I think that to me indicates, as to what you just said, how pervasive this problem is.
No, absolutely. Look, it's beyond epidemic proportion. And, you know, I've struggled with the minimal resources I have. We have, for the longest, two narcotics detectives. We just added a third for a population of 134,000. And drug addiction is not the only problem. We have the sheriff's office. We have other crimes, but too many times we do find that drug nexus. You know, it's far-reaching, you know, whether they're stealing, you know, copper off the utility poles or, you know, committing burglaries, other crimes of violence.
Pianos out of churches.
Stuff we work.
Right.
Yeah, they have you got it. It has a drug nexus. And, you know, we hit it on the education front. We hit it on the enforcement front. And, you know, regardless of everything that we do, we're still losing that battle.
Yeah, you mentioned 30 years in law enforcement. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to pick your brain when we come back. Plus, you know, you talk about family members, firsthand experience. I don't know what the answer is, Sheriff. You've been doing this a long time. We'll talk about when we come back where this is coming from. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if you do or not. How do you prevent it from coming in? How do you prevent people from using it? Because people, as you well know, will huff paint or use these things that clean keyboards up. You've seen people get addicted to those that determine alter their reality. I don't know what the answer is. I honestly don't, but I'll pick your brain when we come back. We're talking to Gerald Sticker, the sheriff of St. Tangipahoa Parish, about pink cocaine. It's called Tusi, the street name for it, and it is deadly. So stay away from that. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 7:25 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Sheriff Gerald Sticker, Sheriff of Tangipahoa Parish, and Tim Zimmer, Manning Master Control, who, along with Scoot here, follows pop culture. Reminded me that Liam Payne, the One Direction lead singer, had pink cocaine in his system.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is back in October. So, Sheriff, this stuff is all over the world, right? And now it's found its way to St. Tammany Parish. Do you know where it's coming from and how it's getting into St. Tammany Parish? Because let me tell you something else that somebody has quoted in the story as saying, and it's what you said, which is pink cocaine is not cocaine at all. And that's another important point here, right?
No, that's correct. You know, it's in here in Tangible Hill Parish. And, you know, like everything else, it's pumped in through our borders. This fentanyl, it's all fentanyl-based, and it's coming straight from China. It comes in through our ports of entry. It comes in through, you know, our southern borders. And it's big money. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the, you know, nationally, the overdose deaths, you know, it's almost like, you know, we're being declared war on. You look at, it's all, yep. You know, military age people, most of them, you know, they're 20s, 30s, 40s. And, you know, it's a very pervasive problem. Like most trends, we see it start on the West Coast, you know, Hollywood and California, and it trickles east across the country, whether it's gang trends, drug trends. And, you know, it is a misnomer. There's no rarely cocaine in it. And the pink is just a marketing tool just to separate themselves from other strains. But it's a killer nonetheless.
You know, I said I was going to pick your brain. And as you said that just now, is this something you think the federal government should look at as a national security concern?
Well, I think they have been as of late. Hopefully we've been paying attention to it. We've seen it for years, our Drug Enforcement Administration. You know, I know here locally in New Orleans, we have a good, like I mentioned previously, I have three narcotics detectives currently. And so we have a working relationship with the DEA, with Louisiana State Police, with all of our other sheriff's office through the Louisiana Sheriff's Association, as well as all our municipalities, our police departments. And so we're working together. We're communicating. It's something that's not just happening in a silo. It's all of our communities are affected by it. And so on the law enforcement end, we're all working together from, you know, the national level at our ports of entry, to, you know, even working with our legislators here local, to address a number of drug related issues. And so, you know, we're doing what we can on the enforcement part, the education part, the partnerships we have, but it's still a pervasive problem, you know.
And that's what I want to get to. We got 90 seconds left, and I want to pick your brain, Sheriff. Sure. You've been doing this a long time, 30 years. You got family members affected by it. We all have had family members affected by this. And I don't know what the answer is, because you can't keep it out of the country. You can try everything you can, but I don't know how you can keep it all out. You can try, but some of it's going to get through. On the other hand, even if you did, people are going to be huffing paint or sniffing these damn containers that clear the computer or whatever you call it. I don't know what the answer is. Do you?
Well, you know, if I did, we would be having a different conversation. Yeah. But, you know, number one, it's a physical change, that addiction. You know, people start, you know, whether it's alcohol, whether it's, you know, whether it's marijuana, whatever, and it's just, it's a progressive thing. But it changes, physically changes the receptors in the brain, and that creates that addiction that the brain feeds on, that the body tells that addicted person that they have to have it. And ultimately, like everything else, you know, it's a symptom, and everything ultimately is a God problem, you know, and people use different things to fill their void. And that is it, you know. And Carol O'Connor, you know, remember the old Archie right. Bunker, you know, he lost his son. I remember, I think this was the 80s, you know, he had a public service announcement. He said, do whatever you have to do to keep your kid off drugs. And this man had more money than he can spend, and he put his son in the best clinics, but you have to separate them. You know, a lot of times there's, you know, group therapy, but you're putting those old birds mm-hmm. of a feather flock together, and people that share addictions alienate your loved one. Do whatever you can in your power, And look, we're here to help. You know, we have Operation Angel. If somebody comes to us with a drug addiction problem, no questions asked. We dispose of the drugs. We'll get them to a treatment facility and bring them. We would rather have them seek treatment than put them in my jail.
Sheriff, I got to apologize to you. People are texting, and apparently I've said St. Tammany three times. I don't know why, other than I'm just so flustered by this whole thing, and it's just so disturbing to me because I don't see it getting any better, and I don't know how we fix it. But it's Tangipahoa Parish, and I'm so sorry. Thank you, Sheriff, for your time. I hope you come back.
You got it. Anytime, Tommy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
You bet. Sheriff Gerald Sticker, I appreciate you. Sheriff of Tangipahoa Parish, we'll take a break. Come back, talk to the Corps of Engineers about corroded pumps. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. 744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, June 5th. 5 days in the hurricane season, all quiet, good, but that's about what we expect for this time of year. Jeff Williams joins us now, Senior Project Manager with the Army Corps of Engineers, to talk about pumps and the outfall canals and corrosion and so forth. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm all right. So are you a civilian or a military officer?
I am a civilian.
Okay, so I was going to call you Captain or whatever, but instead maybe I guess I'll just call you Jeff.
That is fine.
Let's start with, just as an overview, before we talk about where the repairs were completed. I think sometimes people know but forget. Explain the way the outfall canals are designed and how they drain the city, please.
Yes, so in normal operating conditions, most of the times, hopefully, ever, we never have to use those pumps. But as we know, every drop of water, that rainwater that is drained out of the city, flows through those outfall canals that Sewage and Water Board pumps out to the lake on a everyday basis, right? So normally it rains, it goes through Sewage and Water Board's pump station, gets into the outfall canals, and gets out into Lake Pontchartrain. However, we know that the new HISRA system was designed with a perimeter defense, which is at the lake front. Part of that system is at the lake front right now. Mm-hmm. And when those, we have a threat of a storm, the system is closed, but yet we still have rain that needs to get out. So when the system is closed, those stations at the PCC, P stations at London, Orleans, and 17th Street Canal is used to pump water outside of the system while it is closed to get the rainwater out of the system.
So normally the water drains into the outfall canals, it goes into the lake. However, during a hurricane, they got to close the gates on those canals because water could push in from the lake. As a result, you still got to get the water out of the city. That's where these pumps come in, correct, to pump it out of the canals.
Indeed.
And into the lake, right?
Yes, sir, that okay. is correct.
All right, I'm just making sure I understand it. Tell me what was going on with the pumps. And well, first of all, where are these outfall canals? Tell me where they are.
They are at the 17th Street Canal near West End, and then at London and Orleans Avenue along the lakefront. You probably see the reddish-orange brick buildings as you drive down Lakeshore Drive, but that's where they're located.
So what happened with the pumps that were put in, or corrosion? Take me through that.
Yeah, so back in July of 2021, pump number one at London Avenue shut down doing testing, doing overheating. So the Levee Authority, FPA, Flood Protection Authority, alerted us through a request for technical assistance. And after several testing and trying to figure out what's going on, we removed and inspected the pumps in early 2022, revealing severe corrosion, which was a design deficiency affecting the long-term reliability of the station. The pumps were designed for a 35-year service life, and we were only a few years into the its design life, which then, of course, said something is wrong here. And that triggered concerns not only at that one single pump at London Avenue. We thought it would be a great idea to go and inspect the remaining 16 pumps, and that's what we did. And we've been at it since 2023 to get those pumps inspected and repaired.
So the problem was, and I don't want to get too far into the mechanics of this, but as I understand it, it was supposed to be stainless steel, and they were built with carbon steel, and now they're all stainless steel? Or am I making stuff up, Jeff?
No. You got it right. It was some dissimilar metals in the design with stainless steel and carbon steel, that those dissimilar metals and lack of cathodic protection caused the corrosion much earlier than anticipated. So part of the repair was to go in and to upgrade major parts of the system to stainless steel.
So now we don't have any concerns moving forward, right?
No, we are fit to fight. All 17 pumps are complete. We understand what the issue was. The engineers in this process all understood what was going on and came up with a repair plan that we are confident in to give us that 35-year design life.
Fit to fight. I like that. You make that up?
No, you know, hey, this is the Army. That's how
that's how
we talk, right?
Especially when it comes to hurricane season. When it comes to hurricane season, that's what we want, fit to fight. Let me take a break.
Absolutely.
We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jeff Williams, Senior Project Manager with the Army Corps of Engineers. Jeff, real quick, was it designed for carbon, or was it a design flaw, or did they build it wrong? I'm just curious.
No, this is what we call a design deficiency, and, you know, there's legal implications. That's, you know,
y'all can work all that out.
That was not, we're working all that out, but we got the work done. That was the most important thing.
The main thing. All right, 7:50, 10 till 8, more we come back, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We have covered a lot of ground. We started by talking to Amber Rollins, Director of Kids and Car Safety, trying to remind parents about checking the back seat for kids. I know people say it can never happen to them, but unfortunately there are children alive today that will not be at the end of the summer because a parent or a grandparent or a caretaker's routine gets distracted somehow and or changed, and they forget that the kid's in the back of the car. And jail's not going to help anything because the parents just, it's sleight of mind. They just forget about it. So that's not going to help accomplish anything. We talked with Gerald Sticker, Sheriff of Tangipahoa Parish, Mike Strain, Commissioner of Agriculture before that, and we just got off the phone with Jeff Williams about the pumps that were repaired in time for hurricane season. Still to come, we'll talk to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about getting ready for hurricane season and the things you need to know. We'll speak with Ian Boyd, Director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado. I don't know if you've heard about President Trump's plans for a Golden Dome, a U.S.-wide missile defense system. We're going to talk about how that would work and how much it would cost. It reminds me of Ronald Reagan and Star Wars, which I thought I remember reading was never a real idea, but just a bluff. But we'll see. I know one thing that is not real are chemtrails, and the legislature, and it disappointed me at the people that voted for this, the chemtrails, to ban chemtrails in Louisiana. It's a conspiracy theory thing that has long since it came up, been debunked, but it's back. And Mick West is a guy that debunks conspiracy theories, so we'll talk about that. And the thing that bothers me about this is as otherwise rational politicians do whatever they can to join ranks and fall in with the fringe far right crazy crowd, is that it normalizes crazy. And it's like, okay, so now we're going to ban chemtrails, which are actually contrails. That's just like condensation in the air from planes. I don't know how you would go about carrying any of this out. But what bothers me about this is that, again, as you legitimize something that is just crazy to appeal whomever, maybe you go along with this legislator and vote for it so they'll vote for your thing here, is it legitimizes crazy and it legitimizes falsehoods. And then it makes it easier for the next falsehood to be accepted by a government as true. And I got a problem with that. I really do. And it seems like that's the road we're going down. So, well, talk about all that still to come in the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll wrap it up by talking with the National World War II Museum. You got any comments? The Oakmont Jeweler Talk and Text Line's always open for you at 504-260-1870. Please do not ever text and drive. Of course, some other things that are going on in the legislature, and you'll hear more about that in the news, passed a bill to make it illegal to hold your cell phone while driving. And they say it's going to decrease insurance rates. It's a secondary offense, so you can't be pulled over for that. And it just seems to me there are plenty of rules on the books already for an officer to pull you over if you're distracted driving. And I don't know what this is going to accomplish. It just seems like more wasted time, more spinning wheels. Taking a break. Come back. WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.